It's the most frustrating time of the year. Isn't that wonderful? No, not returning gifts or deciding what to do with the fuchsia-colored sweater from your great aunt. It's time to start thinking about your 2007 tax return. You may hate it, you may dread it, still you have to do it. Here to give us advice on how is day-to-day personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary. Hi, Michelle. Welcome back. Happy New Year, and will it be a happy New Year for taxpayers?
I don't know about that, but it's definitely going to be a happy new year to me and happy new year to you.
Thank you. So the tax year, what does it offer us this year? What do we need to be aware of before we even think about filing our return?
Well, there could be a lot of changes down the pike. So one thing, I have the IRS website bookmarked on my computer, and I frequently go to see if there's any changes that I might neglect or my accountant might neglect. But one thing I wanted to tell folks about is a deduction that a lot of people may not know about, and that's for mortgage insurance premiums. Now, don't confuse this with the insurance you pay to protect your house against fire or theft. I'm talking about the insurance that many people are forced to buy that protects the lenders if there is a financial loss, such as if you can't pay your mortgage. You can take this deduction if you have taken out a new mortgage or refinance in 2007, and it's for your mortgage insurance premium.
Well, if this is a special deduction, I'll bet that there's some fine print there somewhere.
There's definitely fine print, as there always is when it comes to taxes. It's only available to folks who have an adjusted gross income that is $100,000 or less. If your adjusted gross income from $100,000 to $109,000, there is a reduced deduction. And if you make more than $109,000, again, adjusted, you will not be entitled to this deduction.
Is there anything that I can do? It's the first of the year, so you think, okay, 2007's gone, but is there anything that we could still do to increase deductions for what is now last year?
Some people still have not contributed to a retirement account, and you actually have until April 15th to make contributions to an IRA. And so that's a great way to still get that deduction for 2007. But don't make a habit of this. You really ought to be contributing throughout the year so your money has time to grow. But it's still an option if you haven't had an opportunity to contribute. You still have until April 15th.
Michelle Singletary, she's our regular expert on personal finance. She writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. Michelle, thank you.
You are so welcome.
And here's a tip for you, dear listeners, sitting around home all day wondering what to do today. Get in your money question now. Michelle wants to hear it. Go to our website, npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link. You find it at the top of every page. Be sure to include Michelle in your subject line.